Keaton, well battered. That's an excellent day, isn't it, for Lancashire?
Yeah, definitely. It was the back end of yesterday. It was looking like it could have been the dirt for quite a long time. But credit to the bowlers on, at times, a fairly non-responsive surface to keep charging in. I think that was, 290-odd overs in the dirt on the bounce. So for guys to keep pumping their knees and keep sort of putting in the effort is outstanding.
And did you enjoy batting with Dane Velas this afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we almost, compliment each other in the way we play. I really enjoyed it. He's went to the same school as me, so I suppose the understanding is there from how we want to go about playing. It was really good fun, and to put together a partnership where we potentially could be in a driver's seat in a session or two's time is really important and really, really enjoyable.
You weren't reliving stories of your time at school then, were you, in between overs, reminiscing about former teachers and stuff like?
No, I was telling him how old he is, he was a couple of years ahead of me, it was really good fun. I mean, he struck the ball beautifully, and at times you almost look at him and you go, geez, am I playing on a different surface, because he just seemed to hit the ball so clean. Really, really enjoyed it, and hopefully we can push on tomorrow in the first session, really get us into a position where we've got a sort of strong hold in the game.
When he came out to bat to join you out in the middle, it sensed as though Somerset perhaps sensed an opening there. I mean, how difficult was it at first when he joined you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was just saying to Pricey now, the new ball is almost crucial. There's a little bit more bounce, a little bit more zip in the surface. And you feel like a batter at that time, you can get out. There will be balls on that surface that'll get you out, and it's just a matter of hanging in. So we just kept saying to each other, hang in, and try and drag it as deep as you can. And as you take guys into late-on spells, you do generally get some bad balls. I thought they kept trucking in, and they kept really sort of pushing hard to try and knock us over.
And you must be thrilled to contribute with the bat. A couple of low scores, that happens early in the season. It's bound to happen, isn't it? But how thrilled are you that you've got some runs and you're up and running?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm always the kind of guy that I want to try and contribute where I can, whether it's catching, whether it's scoring runs, bowling, whatever it is, I want to try and contribute, and that adds to a good team sort of ethos and a good team vibe. So it's been frustrating, to say the least. We've played on some bowler-friendly surfaces at times, but I suppose that's the joys of playing early April. You need to be mentally tough in order to try and pull yourself through those periods.
How confident are you they can not just draw level with them, but actually get ahead of them now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I was saying to Dano, we just need to make sure we bat properly for a period of time. Look after the second new ball, and you never know what happens. It feels like the type of surface that could accelerate the game quite quickly. May not be in the first two sessions, may not be in the last session, but day four it could accelerate quite quickly. So I think we need to make sure we get a good strong hold in the game in our first innings.
Cool. Good luck tomorrow.